It's time for a financial true or false. It's a good idea to set up your income tax withholdings so that you get a huge refund at the end of the year. Well, that's false. You're missing out on the interest you could earn by investing your extra money throughout the year.
Kit Fitzsimmons here, and we're talking once again with John Kelly, president of Kelly Financial Services. If you're in Hickory Hills or the surrounding area, the number to call for your free retirement analysis is 800-477-1135. Now, John, I've got this article in front of me from Forbes called Four Ways to Master Your 401k in Your 50s. Now, this is 5 to 10 years before heading into retirement, which is a very crucial time. So the article states that many people don't realize that the purchase of retirement income will be the largest purchase most of us will make in our lifetimes. Now, their first way to master our 401k is know your ultimate goal for retirement. What do they mean by know your ultimate goal?
Well, where do you want to be 15, 20 years from now is the main thing I think they're trying to get across on this is how much money do you think you're going to need on a monthly basis? And that all comes down from setting a budget and knowing how much you're going to be. A lot of people, actually a lot of our clients, Kip, when they retire, they actually move or they downsize or they even move out of state. So knowing what your goals are, have a plan in place. Okay, I know I'm going to sell my house. I might go to a townhouse or even go to a condo, or I might want to go to Florida where my kids are at. And that's what a lot of people do. Well, that takes money and it takes income, and people's income changes. And I think that's what it's very important to understand, have a set of income goals set up. I know I'm going to need this dollar amount every single month, okay, to pay our monthly bills, pay the house if we have still have mortgages. Hopefully we don't, but we're always going to have taxes. We're always going to have medical insurance. We're always going to have to put food on the table. Know what the main goals are and what sources of income are going to support that. Is it going to be Social Security? Is that going to be enough? Is it going to come from our pensions? Is that going to be enough? For the rest of us, it's going to be these 401ks or IRAs or Roth accounts, non-qualified accounts that we've saved throughout our life. And then have a plan in place for the distribution phase of our money in retirement is where does this money come from? And we have to make sure that money lasts. I think a lot of our clients, and no matter where we speak across the country here, the number one concern that we see is people for their retirement is outliving their money. Are they going to have enough money to live on? Especially if you're really healthy, you know, you might have longevity in the family if you live into your 90s. Now we're talking 30, 35 years of retirement where you're not working. That money has to last. And understanding how that goal sets up is very important.
Exactly. And that leads right into their next tip for ways to master your 401k. Once your goal is defined, it says we need to save as much as possible. Now, when we're talking about as much as possible, there's certainly different definitions on that, but saving is very important.
Pay yourself first. There's a lot of different ways. Look into doing Roth accounts if you're able to contribute to your Roth accounts. Also, maybe set up some IULs, which is indexed universal life products, where you can stash unlimited amounts of money away on a monthly basis for people who might have the means to do so, where they're not set by goals like they are with 401k plans and Roth accounts, where you can take that money out later in retirement tax-free. So there definitely are options out there, Kip. It's just sitting down and knowing which ones and have a goal and a plan put in place for you.
So if you need to sit down and go over what your 401k is doing for you right now, and if it's doing all it can be, then today is the day to give John Kelly a call. The number is 800-477-1135. We're talking about ways to master your 401k. It seems like everyone has a 401k, or that most people think of the 401k as the big way that they are saving for retirement. So it is even more important that you make sure that you are using it to the best of your ability. Now, the third way this Forbes article talks about is monitoring our results against our goals. Now, this, you've set the goal, you're saving a lot, but it's saying go back and revisit those goals versus our results. That's very important to see where we stand along the way, right?
Absolutely. It's like everything else. It's like going to school. You have to have a report card on it. You know, am I failing? Am I behind the curve? I mean, am I doing a C or better? I mean, it's very important to know. It's like if you're doing something wrong, change it. don't let it sit there and just bury your head in the sand like an ostrich and think it's going to go away on its own. You have to do your own action. I mean, so if you see things aren't working, if you thought you had a plan in place that was going to get you to where you needed to be and you can see right now that it's not, well, then we need to tweak it a little bit. So just understand that there are certain things that no matter what you do have choices and they can be changed. There's nothing wrong with changing and adopting with the times, as they say.
Finally, the last point on this article of four ways to master your 401k in your 50s is the recommendation to get help from a fiduciary advisor. I know that we talk about working with fiduciaries and making sure that your advisor has your best interest at heart. And that's why we partnered with you to make sure that our listeners can sit down with a fiduciary advisor and get the help that they need to get on that right track. Every single week, you keep spaces open specifically for radio listeners. Isn't that right?
Absolutely, Kip. And I think that's way the more and more the industry is going. We see too many advisors out there that all they're doing is taking care of their own pocket. They're selling this, they're selling that based on what their company is recommending. They don't have the clients interested at heart. And that's the nice thing about us over here. We do have a fiduciary on staff. We have our clients' needs at heart, no matter what. We always do what's best for our clients, and that's why for over 20 years we've been serving the community. It's so, so important to know that your clients' needs are taken care of. And by taking care of your clients, you're always going to take care of yourselves. So just understand how things go, and I think that's the most important thing.
The number to call to reach John Kelly today is 800-477-1135. Get that advice you need. Get the answers to the questions you deserve, and make sure you're on the right track to that successful retirement sooner rather than later, as we say every single week. Again, that number, 800-477-1135. We'll be back with more from John Kelly in just a few minutes. You're listening to the Financial Safari.